It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll hear our story in a moment after Fibber and Molly make you this free offer.
Babies, babies, babies. I never saw so many cute-looking baby pictures before.
I like the one that's peeking out from under the blanket.
You mean the little fella that wants to know if he's covered?
That's him. And that's a good question, too. Lots of people have been asking that lately.
Friends, McGee and I are looking at some of the wonderful baby photographs in a little booklet put out by the Prudential. It's called Plain Talk, and it answers the questions you've been asking about Social Security. Questions like, am I covered? How much will my family get if I'm not here? How much will I get when I'm 65?
This 30-page booklet gives you easy-to-understand facts and figures on Social Security benefits and how much they are and how to get them. It's just loaded with information.
And loaded with those baby pictures we were talking about. They're cute and amusing, like we said, but they also do a good job pointing up those all-important questions and answers on Social Security.
You can get a copy of Prudential's Plain Talk without cost. Just scribble your name and address on a card and send it to Fibber, McGee, and Molly, Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
Yes, Mabel, that's exactly how I feel about it. I think every woman in that club ought to... Wait a minute, Mabel. McGee's been awfully quiet the last few minutes. I better see what he's doing. McGee! McGee, where are you?
I'm here at the front door, Molly. I'm talking to somebody.
What about? What is it?
Oh, it's nothing. Just a business transaction. Now, young man, as I was saying...
Mabel, McGee's talking to a salesman. No telling what he's buying. I've got to run and I'll call you back. Bye. Hold it, McGee. Hold everything till Mama gets there.
Huh?
Oh, hello, Miss McGee. How are you?
Oh, it's you, Richard.
Yeah, just the paper boy. Gee whiz, Molly, just because I once bought a set of Shakespeare from a book salesman, you don't have to jump every time I answer the door.
Gee, I'd love to have a set of Shakespeare.
In German? Shakespeare's hard enough for me in English, let alone...
Well, how'd I know it was in German? The guy never mentioned it.
I know, but even if you didn't open the books up, if you had just looked at the titles, you...
I did look at the titles. Hamlet still looks like Hamlet in German, and so does Macbeth.
How about Herr Romeo and Fräulein Juliet? And that other dilly, Un Midsummer's Nacht geschmeckte gemacht, or whatever that silly thing...
Oh, please, Molly. Richard's got a problem. He was just telling me about it before you came rushing in here with that frying pan.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Richard. Go on.
Well, it's about this job of mine, delivering papers. You see, I got a lot of grouches on my route. Oh, that doesn't include you folks.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, we try to hold up our end. I'm out there just as soon as you throw that paper. Before, even.
Oh, if they were all like you, Mr. McGee, my job would be a cinch. Well, those other customers of mine, if the paper isn't there exactly on time or in the right place...
Say, that reminds me, Richard, a couple of times this week...
Let's say I threw it on the roof or in the hedge where it's hard to find. You know, something like that does happen.
Yeah, but how about that roof and hedge business? I've been meaning
to... Do you think they'd understand like you nice people do? That some days just don't go right? Or maybe my mother's sick and I gotta rush home and take care of her? You see, since my dad died... What do you say, Mr. McGee?
I was going to say, you don't have to worry about us, son. Well, we're the type that understands, right, Molly?
Yes. How is your mother, Richard?
Oh, she's fine.
Let him tell us what's on his mind, kiddo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Richard.
Well, I need a little advice about these grouchy customers of mine. Mr. McGee told me once how he had a paper out back in Peoria when he was a boy.
Once? Oh, you're lucky, Richard. I hear those stories at least.
Molly, please. Go on, Rich.
Well, you see... I got a chance to play quarterback with the junior all-stars after school this afternoon. And if I do, the paper's going to be at least an hour late. And if I get 4 complaints in 1 week, I lose my route.
Well, the main thing is you got to know how to handle your customers, Rich. How to butter them up so they don't beef.
Maybe you can tell me how.
Well, I had me some nasty customers myself when I had my route back in Peoria. Remember old man Crabtree, Molly?
Oh, that old grouch. Was he on your route?
Yeah. I'll never forget the time I threw his paper through the window into his living room and dropped it right in his lap. Boy, was he sore.
Why, it sounds like good service to me, right in his lap.
Yeah, but this was in the winter, and the window was closed.
Oh.
Sit down, Richard. I'll tell you how I handled that situation. Maybe you can use my technique on your grouchy customers. You see, I had 3 complaints against me already that week. And as I was... Hey, Molly, where are you?
In here, dearie. Is Richard gone?
Yeah.
You solved his little problem for him, did you?
Sure. He's gone home to get his football shoes and helmet. He can quarterback that game this afternoon without a worry on his mind. We got a rubber band, a heavy band.
I'm so glad you could help the lad out. He doesn't get much chance to play after school, you know.
Well, that's the way I figured it. Quarterbacking a football game is pretty important when you're 12 years old. With a bunch of grouch customers like old man Fossbinder, I'd rather I can't find a heavy rubber band.
What do you want a heavy rubber band for?
My trouser leg. I'm going to deliver Richard's papers for him this afternoon while he plays football. I better practice riding his bicycle that he left for me.
What? And...
Now, don't panic. I know it's been 30 years since I straddled a bike, but it'll come back to me.
Oh.
Because once a paper boy, always a paper boy. And I'll be the best paper boy.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
The soap that gets you extra clean is Dial, Dial, Dial. The soap that keeps you extra clean is Dial, Dial, Dial.
Yes, mild, fragrant Dial gets you so clean you never worry about odor at all. That's why folks change to Dial faster than they ever did to any other soap. You see, normal perspiration has no odor until it comes up against skin bacteria. They cause the odor, and ordinary soaps can't get rid of them effectively. But daily washing with Dial removes up to 95% of them. That's because Dial's the only leading soap with AT7, or hexachlorophene. There's nothing else as good. It clings to your skin, continuously protecting you, for several days if need be. That's why Dial stops odor before it starts. Why users say they just don't feel as clean with any other soap. Aren't you glad you use Dial soap? And don't you wish everybody did?
I told you it'd all come back to me, Molly. This bike riding is a cinch. Just like the old days.
Be careful, McGee. Don't pedal so fast. Oh, dear.
Step back. Now I'm going to try throwing this newspaper. Watch it.
Right on the porch.
I told you I could do it. Now help me down, will you? I'll take this bike off the stand and try it out on the street with the wheels on the ground.
Oh, I don't know about this, McGee. Why don't you use the car?
Why, Molly, it's tradition, kiddo, tradition. Newspapers have always been delivered by bicycle. Just like I used to do on my old route back in Peoria. Boy, those were the days.
I'm glad we lived through them.
I was probably the best bike rider in Peoria in them days. It's funny how quick it all comes back to me. I still got an hour or so before I start the route, so help me on the bike again, and I'll practice up a little.
That's it, McGee. That's it. You're doing fine. Watch out for that rock.
I see it. I'm coming in for a landing. Watch me come to a stop right in front of you. A dead stop.
Oh, don't use that word.
Ah, how was that, Tootsie? Pretty good, huh? Boy, this is just like the old days.
Just please be careful, won't you? You don't get up off the ground so quickly as you did when you were 12 years old.
Hey, look what time it is. I gotta run. I still gotta pick up my papers at the corner and put rubber bands around them. And hey, you wanna come along and help me deliver? You can ride on the handlebars like you used to do.
No, thanks. They don't seem to make the handlebars as wide as they did when I was a girl. You go ahead. We'll just wait out front here for you.
We?
Me and the bottle of liniment.
Oh, okay. I'll be by with your paper first, Tootsie, just like I used to in the old days. Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You always brought our paper first, didn't you?
Sure. I'll never forget when you saw me coming. You'd always fix your hair with a ribbon in it and run to the window and yell, "Get off of that lawn. We just put new grass seed in there."
Well, you just keep off of ours today, too, because my dahlia bulbs
Don't you worry about a thing. You just go on in and put a pretty ribbon in your hair, baby. I'll be by in about 20 minutes. Oh, so long.
I'll watch for you. Be careful.
Ah, this is going to be fun. Just like the good old days.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Gamble, here I am, over here.
What is it, my dear? I came over as soon as I could. What are you doing standing out here in the middle of the street?
Waiting for McGee, Doctor. I'm so glad you got here.
Well, where is he?
Well, he took over little Richard's paper route this afternoon so the boy could play in the football game, Doctor. And he was riding past the house here, showing off, you know, no hands, and he took a terrible spill.
Oh, the silly idiotic. When did it happen?
In about 5 or 10 minutes from now.
What?
You'll see. Just wait right here, please.
Well, of course, but I...
When he was telling me about how he delivered papers back in Peoria and how he always delivered my dad's paper first, it all came back to me. He never delivered our paper like anyone else's.
No?
Oh, no. For me, he had to come tearing down the street with his feet on the handlebars, ringing the bell with his heel, holding the paper in his teeth and both hands behind his back. And every time he did that... Uh-oh, here he comes. Oh. Let's get up on the curb, Doctor, because no telling
Say,
where...
Hey, he rides that bike pretty good.
Hey, Molly, remember this stunt? No hands. Just like the old days.
McGee, watch the tree.
I see it, Fatso.
The ash cans, look out! Ah. Oh!
What happened?
Here, let me help you up. You all right?
Oh, I guess so. I hurt my shoulder a little.
Help him in the house, will you, Doctor?
Sure.
What are you going to do with that bike, kiddo?
Don't you remember?
Huh?
I'm going to finish your route for you, just like I did in the old days. Bye!
Oh, yeah. Just like the old days.
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
It's dependable, C. So dependable, A. And dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
Hi, this is Vaughn Monroe speaking for RCA Victor. In newspapers, magazines, and on television, you hear news about the exciting new line of RCA Victor television sets. But to really appreciate these new models, visit your RCA Victor dealer. See the most beautiful styles in TV history. See the amazing new all-clear picture, the new EZC tuning dial. Then, see the good news on the price tags, the lowest ever for RCA Victor. Visit your dealer soon, and remember...
Every year more people buy...
RCA Victor...
than any other TV...
for dependability...
Did you finish the route okay, kiddo?
Oh, yes, and not only that, but I signed up 3 new customers.
Say, that's wonderful.
Richard says I'm entitled to a prize for that, and he gave me this catalog. I can pick out anything I want.
Oh, good. What are you going to get?
A baseball bat.
What are you going to do with a...
Well, the next time you decide to take over somebody's paper route... and ride a bicycle, no hands.
Okay, okay, I get the point. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble and Richard Beals as the paperboy. Tomorrow night, Fibber and Molly will not be heard in order that NBC may bring you the latest election returns. But don't forget to be with us again Wednesday night when Mr. McGee's insistence on perfecting his duck calls almost leads to his total eclipse. This is John Wall bidding you all good night.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.